Israeli President Moshe Katsav has rejected calls for his suspension, saying he's innocent of charges, including rape. Yesterday, the country's attorney general asked that the president step down until the investigation into his actions are completed. Franciscan Father David Yeager is an Israeli priest and expert on the region. He says there's been little political fallout from the scandal within Israel, except for calls to reform the largely ceremonial post.
There are calls, as there have been in the past, for abolition of the ceremonial presidency, for a profound change in the regime, the constitutional arrangements to pass on to an executive presidency, like that in the United States. It is not extremely likely that there will, in fact, be much of an impact, except that presumably greater care will be taken in the actual choice of the person of the next president. One must remember that in Israel, traditionally, in most cases, the president has been a politician for whom a dignified way was being found to retire from the political competition. Something, if one may say so, like being promoted to the House of Lords in England. Maybe now it will be taken with greater seriousness, especially in choosing the person.